This is Earth and Sky with a question from a listener. He writes, why do lakes turn over periodically?
A lake might experience what scientists call overturning twice a year, in the fall and spring. In the fall, the surface of a lake begins to cool down. Cool water is denser than warmer water, so you end up with water on the lake's surface that's more dense than the water below. The denser surface water sinks. It's replaced by warmer, less dense water, which, once it's on the surface, proceeds to lose its heat, become more dense, and sink too.
This cooling and sinking of water doesn't go on indefinitely. The entire lake can reach a temperature of maximum density, about 4 degrees centigrade, 39 degrees Fahrenheit, not far above freezing. At this temperature, the lake stops turning over. The surface of the lake may then cool further and start to freeze.
In spring, the lake turns over again. Surface ice melts and the surface water becomes more dense again as it once more approaches 39 degrees Fahrenheit, the temperature of maximum density. The surface water sinks and the process of overturning proceeds, moving from shallow areas near the shore to the center of the lake. It's only when warmer, less dense water floats on top of cooler, denser water that the lake becomes thermally stable once again. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.